ladder of construction professionals everywhere. Conquer new heights with Werner, available nationally at Lowe's. And now joining us on set, nice to see Shaka Smart, the head coach of the Marquette Golden Eagles. We talked to him right before the NCAA tournament did pick on up, and now we're here at the Final Four. Coach, always great to see you. How you been?
I'm great. Thanks for having me, Zach.
So let me start you off, because with your career, everyone's going to remember the great run at VCU. Since then, you've had Texas, and now you've been at Marquette for more than a few years. How do you think you've grown as a coach through multiple stops, and how do you want people to kind of think about Shaka Smart as a coach? Because still so many times people go back to what that magical run was at VCU.
Yeah, I mean, there's nothing wrong with that. I can't really control how anyone else thinks, but in terms of how I've grown, I think a better understanding of, you know, what our players are going through during these interesting times of college sports. And, you know, just trying to relate to them and make it more about them than maybe I understood when I was in my early 30s.
So now, what does that look like? You know, coming off this season, you guys made the tourney. Unfortunately, you know, you go out in the first round up against a really good New Mexico squad. You know, you lost to St. John's in the Big East tournament. But when you look back at where this is all going, and the NIL and the transfer portal, and how you have evolved, what is that going into the season?
Well, actually, for us at Marquette, it's really about doubling down on what we value. We value relationships with each other. We value the connection to Marquette, the institution, the people, our fans, the education. We value growth. I mean, it's a very special 4 years that guys get in college to go from being a boy to being a man, and that's not something we take for granted. And then lastly, we value victory and learning to do all the things that go into winning, and not just winning any one particular game, but winning all the facets of life that's going to help you be successful over the course of a long life as a father, as a husband, as an athlete, as a student, as a fill in the blank. So that's what we value. We're just doubling down on those things as things continue to change in our sport. And, you know, we're fortunate to have a group of guys that care about that.
Can relationships still be paramount in college basketball, in your opinion?
They are at Marquette. You know, I can't really answer anywhere else. But, you know, we have a group of guys that they love each other, and it's a lot of fun to be with each other. Listen, I was raised by a single mom, didn't have a dad that really supported me in sports or anything else. So my coaches filled that void, and that's a big part of why I got into coaching. So that's never going to change on my side of things. Obviously, our sport, you know, continues to evolve, but I do think, you know, when you have a group of guys that care about one another and are out there playing for each other, that's still the most powerful force.
Great answer. Shaka Smart here with us on, obviously, the head coach at Marquette. I love the Big East tournament. I grew up as a kid on Long Island. I would always beg my mom to skip school during March, and she would always let me go to the Big East tournament with her or my dad. The tournament's still great. It's still awesome. I was there. I saw you guys play up against St. John's, but you get into this changing landscape of college athletics, and people are like, oh, should the Big East and the ACC merge? When you hear things like that, what are your opinions on that?
Well, I got a ton of respect for the ACC. I used to be an assistant at Clemson. And, you know, at one time the ACC was the toughest conference in all of college sports, college basketball. I don't know. I mean, I think you'd have to ask the administrators about that. I think the Big East is terrific because you have a bunch of like-minded schools that put basketball first and foremost. Obviously, there's a lot of schools in the ACC that feel the same way, but they do have big-time football, and, you know, that's a little bit of a conflict. So whatever the administrators work out, we'll be there if it ever is an alliance between the two or one conference between the two. I'd love to be part of it.
Let me use your basketball mind for the games this upcoming weekend. When you take a look at Florida and Auburn, SEC showdown, and then you get Duke and Houston, just what are the things that stand out to you?
Well, I think they've been the best teams all year. This is, you know, one of the unique tournaments where there's not been a lot of upsets, and you have the best teams have advanced to San Antonio. You know, normally there's, you know, at least one or two number one seeds that gets knocked off. You know, it's fun to watch from a fan perspective. I think that particularly the Duke-Houston game is just going to be incredibly compelling because you have so many strengths against strength matchups. And then when you have Auburn and Florida obviously coming out of the same league and being the class of that league, you know, Florida is playing so incredibly well. But Auburn, you know, the depth of what they've done this season is going to be fascinating. So, you know, you learn in coaching that at this time of year, it's really whoever's playing their best at that particular time, and that's certainly going to apply in a couple of days.
What did you make of Sean Miller becoming the next head coach at Texas?
It's a great hire. I mean, Sean's a terrific coach. Got a chance to compete against him the last few years in the Big East. Did a great job at Xavier, great job at Arizona before that. He's obviously, you know, used to coaching big-time talent and coaching at a blue-blood type program at Arizona. So I think he'll do an awesome job.
Talking to Shaka Smart right now. A few more minutes on Westwood One's Radio Row. This is Zach Gelb Show live in San Antonio. When we get to Bruce Pearl and Kelvin Sampson, you know, don't get me wrong. If Todd Golden wins, I'll be happy. If John Shire wins, I'll be happy. I don't really care who wins. But those guys now getting up there in years, how long they've been around, these rejuvenation projects that they've had at Auburn and Houston, it would be pretty neat to see one of them finally punch through and be able to hoist a national championship trophy.
Yeah, and even if you look at what those guys have gone through in their careers, you know, they've gone through different twists and turns, and even for both of them being out of college coaching for a time. And I don't know Coach Pearl as well. I actually went and watched Houston practice earlier this year in October at the beginning of the season. And Coach Sampson is somebody that I call often to pick his brain about different elements of coaching. So, you know, personally, I would love to see him cut down the nets on Monday night. He's done it the old-fashioned way. And his program is a little bit different than the other three in that it's mostly homegrown. You know, they've obviously have some transfer sprinkled in, but he's developed these guys, and they're not littered with all these guys that were destined to be NBA players from the beginning. They've gotten better and better. Their system's phenomenal. I think if they can play the type of defense that they played the other day against Tennessee, they're going to be hard to beat against anyone, but they're certainly going to get put to the test against Cooper Flag and a guy we know really well, Con Knipple.
Last thing I'll ask you, just looking back at this season, you walk away looking back and remembering this season as Marquette as what?
Well, you know, every spring you always try to evaluate the season and learn from the twists and turns. For me, I mean, I've never coached a season where I didn't look back and say, you know, we need to be better at this or we need to be better at that. I think that's just part of being a coach. So what we do at Marquette is we take, you know, the spring as a program. You know, we're lucky. Most years we have a good amount of guys back. And we sit down and we look at, okay, how could we have been better culturally, defensively, and offensively? And there's a lot of areas that we will look at, continue to evolve. And that's one of the fun things. This was my 16th year as a head coach. It's one of the fun things about coaching is you get a chance to continue to evolve and learn and try to be better with the next group.
Well, Coach, we appreciate it. Thanks so much for stopping by today.
You got it. Thank you, Zach.
There you go. Shaka Smart joining us on the show.